in the almost famous words of Rogue Wave, "I'll never leave you, I'll never be like that." And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right there. You in my life, you got me.
Welcome to episode 63 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I'm Pete, and sitting across from me is my beautiful wife, Gretchen. And we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
I think that's like what the kids say. It's been a minute.
We're.
I think there's actually a news podcast around It's Been a Minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You would know. You know all the podcasts.
You know, we haven't recorded since February 1st.
Stop. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a while.
God.
It's been a minute.
It's hard to believe that it's like middle of February, though, in all honesty. Like,
well, it's all, I mean, we're well, closer to the end of February.
I know. We're past the middle. It's just that part to me is kind of like, ugh.
Well, that's why the lyrics, this, you know.
I've never even heard of that band.
Well, that's what I'm here for, is to introduce you to new bands, new music.
Don't even know who they are.
Little Rogue Wave.
No, nothing about them. I think you're making up ones now.
All right. Well, why don't we tell everybody what's in that bottle?
So I had to take a couple looks at it because at first I'm like, wow, that's a lot of vowels in the middle of those two. But there's a Q in there.
Pat, I'd like to buy a bottle.
I mean, seriously. So I believe it's Requiem.
Yeah.
Haha.
Well, the word is Requiem, yes.
I know, but still, come on.
Okay, good job.
Me saying that word? Come on now. And it's a Cab Sauvignon 2016 from Columbia Valley. Oh, it's from Walla Walla. We were there.
Well, I think the winery might be in Walla Walla. It's Columbia Valley Appellation, though.
Oh.
Like the wider Columbia
Valley.
Oh,
yeah. It's vinted and bottled in Walla Walla.
Yeah.
So I haven't had a sip yet. So let me.
Oh.
Let me have an on-air sip.
You're going to have an... Are you going to make some noises? Like a sipping noises?
No, like that's annoying.
Like when we tasted it earlier?
No.
So there's a story behind this after you give your take.
Ooh, it's got like a little tang to it.
It's really, really good, I think.
Yeah, it's very good.
So I first tasted this wine on my solo road trip in Huntsville.
In Huntsville?
Yes.
Wow.
They had a bottle of Requiem, and it was part of a flight of wines that I did.
Okay.
And I loved it. I thought, like, wow, this is really a nice bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And then when I got back up, I kept meaning to look it up, and I forgot. And then we were recently on a little work road trip to Wisconsin.
Yes.
And while we were there, there are two things that happened. One, I saw Requiem, so it reminded me to go look it up and see if we could get some. And, you know, we're playing a little Let's Make a Deal right now, trying to get it as as one of our email wines. So I've got to write it up so it's home, and I've got to write my notes on it and everything.
Yep.
And the second thing was, if you're in Wisconsin and you're from Illinois, you must buy some Spotted Cow.
Which you did.
Which I did.
And it's sitting upstairs.
It is. I really thought that Kevin and Holly Ann were going to show up.
On Saturday?
Yeah. Well, just in general.
Just in general knowing that it's here.
Right, knowing that the Spotted Cow
they could
is
be
here.
On their way. They could be on
they
their way.
They could be.
Oh, there's a bad snowstorm hitting Nebraska.
Again?
So they might not be on their way now.
He's complaining a lot about the weather.
They've had some, like, usually they get it and then we get what they get, but we haven't gotten nearly as much as they've gotten as far as snow lately.
No, I think in general, we usually have worse winters. I would say they've gotten the worst of it this year.
This year, they're definitely winning.
Yeah. I don't think that the
polar vortex.
I was hoping for the solar.
I know,
the
right?
Solar vortex.
The sun was out a little bit today.
I remember that band, though, from the 90s.
Solar Voltrex?
Yeah, no. Not true?
I don't.
You don't know about Rogue Wave.
I don't know about many bands, unless it's Bon Jovi. I mean, seriously.
But anyway, I think we were a little bit colder than them during that time, during that stretch. But as far as snow?
Amount of snow they've gotten
I think they've gotten more than us
this
year.
They're looking to get 6 to 9 inches overnight. That's what my mom said. Maybe in West Point, which is only an hour outside Omaha, so I'm assuming.
So your mom strikes me as the type that would look at like 4 different weather
sources.
Oh
my gosh, she watches the Weather Channel. Like, she loves the Weather Channel. So every day on the way home, Michaela likes to call Grandma. And usually, she goes back before your mom and my mom, but usually we call my mom. And it's like, Michaela knows to ask, like, hey, what's the weather going to be like? And so, like, my mom would look up our weather, but she doesn't look up our weather. She looks up Downers Grove, which is not where we live. I mean, it's right next door, but still, it's like, well, I don't live in Downers Grove. Where's my weather, Mom?
She's looking up Vinny's weather.
Yeah. So she looks up the weather on the Weather Channel. And then she has the Weather Channel. Then, like, her Dish Network has, like, a weather app. Then she's got her phone. I mean, she's cross-referencing the heck out of everything, I'm telling you.
The cable news networks.
She's on top of it. She's on top of the weather. You want to know the weather? You give Barb a call.
That I had that feeling because she's like when she visits or whatever.
Yeah.
we hear about the weather.
Well, because it's often. You know, so anyone that's driven, you know, through Iowa knows that no matter what time of year it is, it snows in Des Moines. So it could be July and it's going to snow in Des Moines.
That's just a lie.
It's so true. But, like, weather through Des Moines, for whatever reason, is always horrible. Whether snow or rain, fine, I'll say it doesn't snow in July. But still, like, the weather through Des Moines is always horrible. So whenever my mom drives here, she's like, she has to check out Des Moines. Like, what's Des Moines going to be like? Because it's always horrible, no matter what. I don't know why.
I wonder if we have any listeners in Des Moines that would like to argue.
Totally.
This.
They should. Because they'll probably agree with me. Maybe not.
I
like Des Moines, though. I like Des Moines. But it was just like every time growing up as a kid, I mean, 41 years, I've been doing that drive across Iowa.
Remind me later to show you some Dead Milkman lyrics about Des Moines.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
They're not appropriate for on air.
I'm sure I will remember to do that.
So I forgot to update your little,
yeah,
like your bullets.
I haven't
so.
Been on a work trip.
No, but you did have a trip.
I did have a trip. Michaela and I went and visited Mom. We went out to Nebraska, went to West Point. I had a work, so Michaela.
And let's be clear. When you say West Point, you do mean Nebraska.
Nebraska.
You don't mean like the Naval Academy.
Not the Naval Academy. West Point, Nebraska.
Or the, wait, what academy is that? Why don't I?
It's not, it's Army. Is that Army?
Yeah.
Yeah,
why
West Point's
did I
Army.
Say Naval?
You said Naval, yeah. No, Army.
Wow. That
You're
is.
You're off. It's late.
It, you know what? It is really late.
It is late. So I had a meeting tonight.
We haven't.
We're off. Let's start all over. We should start fresh. So yeah, so I was in West Point, Nebraska, where my mom is. So Michaela and I were there. She was spoiled rotten the entire time we were there. But it was nice. It was good to see the family. Got to visit some family members.
That's good.
Did not have to run while I was there this time, so that was nice. Well, I mean, I could have, but it was really cold.
Do you really?
Really cold.
Yeah.
It was really cold.
How many times did you run when you were there last time? Twice?
No.
Six
I went
times?
Out every day. Yeah, because it was either a walk or run I did. Every day I was there. I think I maybe had one day off, so probably 5 times I went out. But I ran because I was there on a Sunday, so that would have been my long time. That would have been my long run during that period of time, so.
Gotcha.
But yeah, no, I didn't do any of that this time.
I just realized I'm gonna get it from all sides for my brain cramp on
the
military academies. Especially considering that West Point is West Point Army, right? And the Naval Academy literally is the Naval Academy. So
it's okay.
Ooh,
you're allowed. You're allowed. So yeah, but it was good. It was a good trip. And then because I was gone, I did not have a lot of views from the couch. I had views from my mom's recliner. And
views from the recliner.
Views from my mom's recliner. I was able to watch a few of my shows, but not as many because, you know, Michaela was around. She, like, insists on watching every Disney movie imaginable. So I didn't get, but I did start watching. So Linda suggested to watch One Day at a Time on Netflix.
I love that back in the 70s.
So it's a obviously it's a remake, but they have a Schneider. So that's kind of
funny. I mean, the original gave us Valerie Bertinelli.
I know. So they have.
And a very troubled Mackenzie Phillips.
Oh, she had issues. But there's only one daughter. Didn't the original have two daughters and a son? Right? Or was it only just one?
Well, there was two daughters.
Two daughters, right?
Yeah. I don't remember a son, but there could have been.
I have an itch.
Thanks for sharing.
So I started watching One Day at a Time. I'm not sure about it. It was good background. So honestly, I couldn't tell you. I kind of know a couple of those storylines but for the most part, I wasn't really paying attention. I'm running out of shows. I need to start expanding my Netflix horizon, I feel. Because all of my Bravo shows I'm caught up on, and everyone's kind of going on break. It seems like a lot of my shows are on hiatus right now. So, but my Don't Be Tardy for the Party has started up.
I don't know what that means.
That's another Bravo show with Croy Bierman. He was a football player. And then Kim was a Real Housewife of Atlanta. They got married. Now they have their own show. Hmm. But they're up and they're funny.
But still no Bachelor.
No.
Right?
No.
With Washington, Illinois' own Colton Underwood.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was from Washington.
He went to high school in Washington.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he owned that bar that we went into.
Oh, I do remember talking about him.
And
I do remember talking about
Lily
him.
Got to meet Lily did something with him at the school.
Oh.
One time she somehow got chosen and did something with him, and
yeah.
He was a nice enough guy.
Yeah. Well, I've never gotten into The Bachelor. I watched like one season of
I know
it.
Kevin's still disappointed about
I
that.
I know, he's upset with me, but I can't do it.
So I'm calling like this break we just took like a hiatus, right?
Yeah.
And we heard from three people today.
Yeah.
That we hadn't recorded.
I know. Why are people?
No, I really appreciate it. So I appreciate anybody who stuck with us through this.
we're back though. We're committed.
Like, we're going to go back to weekly.
Yes, we are committing. We are committed. It should be committed probably.
Right.
But we are committed to being back to weekly because we kind of got a little slack on it. Got a little lazy.
Well, I wouldn't say that. So first of all, we want to thank everybody for sticking with us, and especially our patrons.
Yeah.
You know, because when you're giving big bucks, you expect content. And I was doing the blogging, which I had committed to.
Right.
Which is a little bit easier for me.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have to talk to me.
Right. But we haven't, since this is the only time we talked, we haven't talked in 2.5 weeks.
I know.
It's been terrible. Or awesome for you,
probably. I go back and forth.
But, you know, we thank the patrons also for sticking with us. Because really, I mean, we are supposed to be putting it out there. And it's been mostly me that's been the issue. I know you were gone, but we could have recorded over the phone. But,
right.
But
I've
have
done
been
that before.
Struggling. And, you know, as much as I'll be kind of open about the process of trying to figure out this whole, you know, thing with depression and all that, I didn't want to go on the air like when I'm having
when you're having
troubles,
when you're having issues, yeah.
Because it would just basically be like an hour long Festivus, where I would just air grievances, and
it'd
maybe be, feats of strength.
And it would be all at me. That would not be fun.
Yeah, possibly. So that was a tough one.
Yeah.
All right. So I just wanted to get that in there before I forgot.
Yeah, don't forget.
But on the Netflix.
On the Netflix, yeah.
Rob told me, hey, you should watch The Ranch.
Oh.
And it's got Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, right. Yes.
And for most of the series, Danny Masterson, who was on that 70s show
with him.
But then that dude got Me Too'd. Like, he got accused of...
Yeah, he did.
Bad stuff, right?
Yeah.
So they had, you know, to replace him. And he gets kind of not replaced exactly, but the guy who comes in is Dax Shepard.
Oh, love Dax Shepard.
Really?
Yeah. He's hilarious.
Okay.
Why was that such a... I love him. I follow him on Instagram. Oh, my God. He's hilarious.
All right. It's got a Deborah Winger.
Okay.
So Urban Cowboy.
Yeah.
Sam Neill.
Okay.
Might also be Urban Cowboy. I'd have to look it up, but he's, you know, pretty
big names.
Yeah, and a great mustache.
I'll have to check out the ranch. I probably need something tomorrow.
And Alicia Cuthbert. Mm. You know who she is. She was in that Happy Together show.
Oh, yeah.
The blonde. But she's been in movies.
Oh, yeah.
But I really have enjoyed it, but it's a little dirty.
Oh.
It's a lot of F-bombs.
Oh, I don't like that as much.
Right. That's why Living With Me is tough. That's why you like, that's the only reason you do the podcast with me is because I don't swear here.
You can't.
But just be warned, this is not kid friendly for the most part.
Oh.
A lot of sex jokes and F-bombs.
Oh, yeah.
So it's probably not your thing, but I find it hilarious.
It might be a little hard for me.
That's what she said.
Stop.
You should. Okay.
Anyway.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
Now I got to put an explicit on there. I don't think we have kids listening to
this.
No,
we're good. But I did hear that's supposed to be really good, though.
I think it's really funny. And it's well done because there's serious parts of it. And it's a good mix of the comedy and the
I don't think Linda watches that
maybe
one.
Maybe she doesn't like all the F-bombs either.
No, I think she's got a good...
She's into the F-bombs?
I think she's got a good... I think she's okay on that one.
I've enjoyed that, so I had to have something. They're canceling all my Marvel ones. So.
That's crazy. I need to get back on the treadmill because I need to finish Kimmy Schmidt so I can start watching Frankie and Grace and Frankie.
Okay. That's
why I need to get back on the
treadmill. That's the only reason to get on the treadmill.
Yes.
Right there.
So I can finish my shows. Because it's like, everyone's like, well, why don't you just watch, you know, Frank and Gracie? I'm like, no, because that one I actually want to pay attention to. Like, I enjoy that. So when I'm on the treadmill, I can actually pay attention to what I'm watching. And so I want to actually pay attention to that one. And so, but I can't watch it unless I'm on the treadmill.
So the other thing that I watched recently on the Netflix.
On the Netflix.
Abducted in Plain Sight.
Oh, that's supposed to be really good too.
That is, it's so mind-boggling that it's real. I won't do any spoilers, but
yeah,
just to
base. Was it based on a true story?
Oh no, it's not just based on a true story. It is a true story.
Okay.
It's a documentary.
Okay, that's what I thought.
They interview the people that this happened to. So there's basically you go back many years and there's a family and a guy kind of comes along and befriends the family,
right,
and then ends up basically with a very young girl on the run and on the road.
Yeah.
But what happens in between there leading up to that, and then I don't know, maybe we have to do a special like where we could talk more about these, like where there's, but
we say that about This Is Us as well.
I know, just a whole TV thing, like a whole offshoot.
It's an offshoot of Use of the
We
couch.
Are the Gomers.
Yeah, right? I would, yeah. I want to, that I, one I do want to watch. But
that
again,
you,
I feel like
I have to pay
attention.
You do, because the because
you know, this
if you,
whole working thing's really getting in the way.
Well, now your CEO might be listening.
I know,
so
right?
You got to be careful.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man.
Shout out to Charles.
Hey.
Shout out Kevin again.
Yeah, right?
Oh, and we're going to get your coworker
Lou
on.
Lou,
so
next,
we got to set it up in the next couple of weeks here.
Yep. We're going to get to record with him. So, yeah. But so we're close on my 10K. I think we've narrowed down to the 10K I'm going to do, right?
Like, is that like transition from I'm going to get on the treadmill to watch these shows?
Right.
Because,
so then I, yes, because I have to.
Like catapults towards the 10K?
Right. Because you think that I need to do more than 7 weeks of training.
I do.
You feel like I need to do more than 7 weeks. So like 10?
Well, I guess the
that's a long commitment for me.
here's the thing, and I'm sure that Coach Andy over at Silver Fox will have something to say about this, but I believe that, you know, you need to have a base building.
Right.
I get that it's 10K and it just seems like it's twice as much. We've talked about this. It's
right.
It's kind of exponential as you go up in distance, right? So if you want to run that whole thing, you need more of a base to before you get into the training. So like, to me, you might need like a 12-week program so that you can get or to reconsider the goal. Maybe you should go down to a 1K.
Oh, I feel like I could totally do a 1K right now.
You can think that.
12 weeks. That's pretty long.
Look, you could do as little as you'd like. And there's nothing wrong with the Galloway or, you know, run walk method.
No. There's nothing wrong with that. I want to try and run it. I want to try and run it. Just because then I feel like once I'm done with that, then I can stop.
Forever? Like walking? Are you just getting
I'm going to get a Segway.
You're getting you're getting
a little rascal.
A hover round.
I'm going to get a rascal.
Like Costanza?
Yes. So, but I think what we decide, I think we're looking at the end of September.
End of September, beginning early October.
A couple out there that you looked up for me. Mm-hmm. So just I need to verify because I'm going to go back to Nebraska.
But that was the middle of September.
Right. So I just need to verify that weekend. And then once that's done, then I feel like I can commit, sign up.
There's a race in Nebraska that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Kevin wants you to go. Kevin said you. He didn't want me to go. Is that a half or is it a five?
I don't know what other distances there are, but there is a half marathon.
Yeah. No, that's good. It's hilly in Nebraska. People don't realize. It's hilly.
I hear you. Yeah. So the training has to get going. We're going to pick out that race and invite, you know, anybody.
Anyone
to come.
Anyone wants to come laugh at me. No, just kidding. We have very supportive people.
Crew you. Drag you along.
Exactly. It'll be great. But are we going to do the Arboretum 5K again?
We can. I'm still or upset that I get no bling.
Yeah, you're kind of over
really
it.
I really want a medal.
You got your PR.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run the 5K. And when I see, you know, like a downed branch or something, I'm going to pick it up. And I'm going to make my own medal out of it.
There you go. There you go.
I will whittle my own medal.
I don't really see you whittling, no.
With all of this talent?
I don't know. Yeah, no. How about...
Maybe. Yeah. We might do it.
I don't know. Yeah, I kind of like it. I don't know if I'll run it. Maybe I will. I guess that would be after the 10, I think. Because that's like...
Later in October.
It's later in October, right?
You just have to keep your fitness.
Oh, you say that all the time.
you say that so often, it's lost all its meaning.
You know, the intentions are there. I have all the good intentions.
Oh, all right. Anyways, are definitely going to carry you through.
Now, you are 2 weeks out, less than 2 weeks out.
Yeah, I'm less than 2 weeks out
less
at this point.
Less than 2 weeks out.
So since the last time we recorded, I ran 20 miles, then 16 miles, and then 20 miles again. So it's been a while.
It's a lot of that's
So
lot
let's
of
walk through some training and how it's been going.
How's it going? You survived. You're still standing.
I could stand every time after every run.
Yeah.
The first 20-miler, that was a little iffy. That was all touch and go.
didn't we do something after the first 20 miler? We had something going on.
I'm sure.
I don't remember.
So I love the fuel again. Unpaid endorsement here for Morton.
You've had a struggle. So
this is big for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I should try to get them to give us a little something. Because that stuff's not cheap.
No.
So anyway, the first 20 miler, it was one of those runs where I went out and literally shout out Parks and Rec. Was difficult. Every step was difficult from the moment I got out there and I just kept going.
Yeah.
And, I did have to make a couple of pit stops along the way, but not for any length of time, and you just keep going.
Right.
So on that run, I did stop the Garmin, you know, which most people do when they have to, you know, hit the restroom. And it was still, even when I was able to take a breath, and it just wasn't good the entire time. I don't know how else to explain it, but I got it done. And it was tiring.
Yeah.
So we... kind of put that behind us, right? You just get it done and then you don't think about it.
Yeah.
Because the next 20 miler to me was the real tune up for the race.
Right.
And there was a lot going on. And in between, the 16 miler was good.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not great.
You had to break it up, right?
But good. No, the 16 I did straight.
Did you do the 16 straight?
Yeah.
Because we had the kids. I couldn't remember if you broke it up or not. No, that's right. You did do it straight.
I did it straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the 16 miler I did straight, also leading up to this last week and the 20 miler. And this one I kind of got, I got up early. I prepped, you know, the way I kind of want to prep for.
For the actual race.
For the actual race. The night before meal was similar. You know, so you kind of try to do things as close as possible. However, some things happened with work, and I couldn't get out the door when I wanted to get out. So I was delayed getting out the door, but I got the feel overall.
Yeah.
And I was pretty much ready to go.
It was pretty cold, too. Like, you wanted to...
It needed to warm up slightly. I wanted to get closer to the temperature that it likely will be in Virginia.
Right.
So on this run for the 20 milers for both of them, I took with me two of the Morton 320, they call them 320 drink mix, and that's how many calories are in the mix. So you use 500 milliliters of water, because we're metric in this house, we're Canadian.
Yeah.
And you shake it up, and so each one has 320, so I have two bottles, 17 ounces each, 500 milliliters, with the mix in it. So 640 calories on me.
Right.
And then I've got my bladder with water, just water.
Right.
And so that's what I went out with. And I decided I wasn't going to, even if I had to stop to use the restroom, I was going to just let the clock keep ticking.
Yeah.
So that I could get a feel of what it would be like if I had to run into a porta potty. And yes.
It's like your worst nightmare.
I know. So I pretended like I really had to. So I was super fast.
Were you like mouth breathing?
I was. I put stuff. I was. Yeah, it was not. Anyway.
You don't need to go further. We're good.
Let's just stop there. Real runner problems. So
yeah.
I felt better this time out. Much, much better. So I went ahead and got out there. Was kind of at a really good pace at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
About mile 10 is when I had to use the restroom, but I left the clock running, and that was a 13:23 mile. So that was my slowest mile, but it was including the rest stop. There was a mile not too far before that, maybe mile 7 or mile 8, I can't remember which was my fastest mile, and that's because I saw a coyote who was kind of running along with me.
So you and, like, wildlife, I mean... Any dog-like creature seems to enjoy running with you.
They do. And you just don't know. Like, a coyote shouldn't bother you.
Right.
But it was a big, animal.
Well, we are not friends of the wildlife in this area. So maybe he heard from his friends that, you know, we're not, you know, welcoming. So it could have been.
Because we kicked the skunk and the foxes out.
We kicked them out. And then, well, the coyote was upset because the coyote wanted the foxes. And
yeah. It's so, true. He would come around. Yeah. But so, I mean, it was on the other side of the street and stuff. But
still, you never know.
You just never know. And I don't
It could
care.
Be hungry. It's been cold. You don't know.
I'm meaty.
Yes, exactly.
Hence the name of the show. So I headed back towards the house and used the restroom, ran in, ran out, and then just kept going. I had one other mile that hit 13 and... maybe another one like in the 1250s or something. But I was feeling okay. I kind of hit a lull. And my strategy during the run was to basically, I'm doing a run walk. So, you know, a 3.5 or 4.5 minute run and then a 30 second walk. This time the first one I've been doing 4:30 or 5:30. This one I went to 3:30. So I did a 3 minute, 30 second run and a 30 second walk. And it felt great. I might do that for the race. I have to think about it. And on each walk break, I would take a sip of the Morton, basically. Okay. And the size of the sip kind of just depended on how I was feeling at the time. And I just kept chugging along and timed it almost perfectly. So I ended up with having plenty of water on me. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's cold and I put a lot in there. And with the Morton, you're still taking in liquid.
Right. Exactly. Right? Yeah.
So, and I did get a side stitch at one point, but it went away fairly fast. After maybe another mile, mile and a half, it went away. Probably 15 minutes or so. So I kept going, and the last mile, I kind of decided, all right, can you go a little bit faster? Can you get this run done? I mean, 20 miles.
It's a long time.
You're out there a long time, right? And I was able to turn it on, got my pace back down to like 12:07, 12:08, something like that. And my overall pace was like 12:20, 12:21.
Okay.
For the entire run.
That's good.
Which is really good for me, where I'm at. And if I would have just slowed it down a little bit, I could have gotten through that last 10K this time.
I was about to say, like, so how, at the end of it, how did you feel? Like, you feel like you could have finished off the other 6 point?
I think I could have if I didn't go down that low into the 12-minute mile range, you know? I think if I would have just kind of kept it more in the 12:30s, 12:40s, I probably could have kept going.
Okay.
But I was... It doesn't sound like it's that much faster, but it really is at that point in time.
Right.
So I think I could have kept going. But, I mean, it's hard. I mean, it's 20 miles. So even if I feel okay, I'm not at the point yet where I'm like, all right, 20 miles. Let's
let's keep going.
Let's keep going.
Woohoo.
And you got to respect the distance. The thing is, the 16 mile is hard.
Right.
I have 12 miles this coming weekend. That's hard. 2 miles is difficult if you know. You just have to look at it and respect it.
And 12 miles is your cutback.
Correct. That's my taper.
That's your taper.
Yes. There's several 3 and 5 mile runs in here, and then a 12 mile long run, and then the last week leading into the race.
Crazy.
So overall, what I would say is my confidence is up.
Okay.
In terms of what I need to do to make sure that I'm kind of ready for the morning. I might have to get up 4 hours before the race. Oh, like,
man, we should have gotten two rooms.
You can sleep in the lobby.
You probably prefer it.
I don't know. I mean, maybe that's a slight exaggeration, but not by much. I might need to, I need at least three. That's just,
yeah, this is how you are in your morning routine.
It just takes me a while to wake up and get going. And I don't know how well I'll sleep. I don't sleep well anyway.
And then you're going to be anxious.
Right. So we're going to see how this all plays out.
So are you ready? Are you ready to sign up for your next marathon before you complete this one?
No. And I'm not, I have no idea if this is a one and done thing or not.
Is it New York open? The lottery for New York?
That's closed now.
Oh, it's closed now?
Yeah. I have no interest.
Someone was trying to get you to...
Rob.
Rob, right? And then you figured that'd be the one that you would win.
Right. That's the one I would get in. I have no desire to go to New York and run that right now. I really want to concentrate on some trails. I want to do some other fun type races. Marathon training is hard.
Yeah.
Ultra training is going to be very hard.
Well, that's not next.
Right? But I'm just trying to get through that race, and that race has an 11-hour cutoff.
Gosh.
So I really think that everybody should be signing up for the 50K with me at the Badger Trail races. But, you know, I'm sure that our friends at 10 Junk Miles
agree. You should push Michaela with it.
No. It's blazing hot sun.
She has a fan.
What is wrong with you?
People would enjoy.
How about you push Michaela during your 10K? How about that?
I wouldn't, but then I'd have to walk it.
No, run.
She's heavy.
That's what we have the Bob stroller for. It just rolls along. Downhill,
just let her go.
You'd be all good. Yeah, but we've got, you know, at least one person coming out for Badger Trail. We've got Rob running with me. And so I've got the next two races on the schedule. We got peeps coming out.
Yeah.
And it's a long cutoff. Ugh. I believe that Karen Clark, who I did the mountain race with.
Right.
And Rob did an episode of Endurance for Everyone.
Okay.
That where they talk about this adventure that Karen wants to do. I highly recommend listening. Karen and Rob are great to listen to in terms of, like, they're talking about biking in this case.
Oh, right? Cool.
But we were texting. I said, hey, thanks for keeping me company on my run, because I listened to them on my run today.
Okay.
And the Badger Trail races eventually got brought up. And Karen's like, 100 mile, 36 hour cutoff.
She can do that in her sleep.
She's like, Gretchen could do this one with us.
Oh, my gosh. I mean.
You could walk
that. I could walk it. Yes. Mm-hmm. I could totally walk it.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't walk it today. I mean, I'm marathon training. I couldn't walk 100 miles.
That's
insane.
It's a long way. But I could walk it. Do I want to?
How many naps do you think you would need to take?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I would, because I just want to get it over with. Like, I think after you get through, like 12 hours, you're just like, I need to get this done. Like, dude.
Well, you would have a long way to go.
I know.
Because, let's see, what do you walk? Like, what's your fast pace of walking is 3.3?
Yeah. 2.1.
So that's over 30 hours. Like, if you went full speed with no stopping.
With no stopping.
Which you wouldn't be able to do. So, I mean, you would need all of that 36
hours.
I would
need all 36 hours.
So after 12, you wouldn't say, I just want this done. You would say, oh, my God, I've got to do this 2 more times.
I'd be like, why the heck did I listen to Karen?
It's the accent.
That's what I would say. Why? Yeah, no.
So to finish off my training, I'm feeling good.
Good.
In terms of.
You better be.
You know, I had a mini taper because I fell on the ice when I tried to go out for a run.
That's right. Yep.
I don't know what happened. I just.
I've
had some weird injuries.
You had some weird stuff. And it's usually when. And I wasn't around. So, like, you told me so you called me that morning because you were on your way to work or somewhere. And you called me and you're like, I fell. And I heard you, but it didn't register. Like, I just thought you, like, fell. Like, I didn't. And then, like, later, like, yeah, my shoulders really hurt. And I'm like, what did you do? He's like, and you were like, I just told you I fell. So usually I don't pay attention to when you talk sometimes. But I didn't realize that it was a full-on face plant, basically.
Yeah. I took about 6 steps into the run. And I hit a spot where there was... that little thin layer of water on top of the ice.
Yeah.
And I didn't really see it.
Yeah.
And I hit, it would have been my left foot, and I went like up in the air.
Were you like Charlie Browning it when he like goes to kick a football?
I did. And I was going to come straight, I thought I was going to come straight down on my back.
Yeah.
So I kind of tuck and roll. I tucked. And then in turn, so I landed on my shoulder to try to stop my head from hitting the pavement.
Yeah, because that would have been bad.
And it was all, you know, 200 pounds of me coming down on that shoulder.
It's a lot.
It hurt.
Yeah.
And it still hurts. And running 20 miles with it, that hurt.
That hurt more.
My arms hurt worse than my legs at that point.
Yeah.
So... After that, I had some work issues and that, so it took me like 4 days to get back out on the road.
Right.
So my second 20 miler, it was not my smartest week, but it was like a taper where I just didn't run. I did 5K on Friday to test it out, and I'm like, oh, I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, I felt pretty good.
Yeah.
Of course I did. I didn't run for 4 days. And then I ran 20 miles. It's not.
No.
I don't think that's the smartest thing in the
world
to do.
Andy probably would have yelled at you.
Well, he didn't. I mean, he knows what happened.
Well, now he will.
No, he knows what happened. He sees the training.
Oh, that's true. So he doesn't seem... I have to tell him about my stuff because I don't have a watch that tattles on me.
Right. I guess that's true.
I could all been a lie.
But it uploads, so he's well aware. But it was not my smartest move. But I made it through, and I felt, you know, pretty good. And now I'm ready. I don't doubt I can finish the race.
Right.
I'm really glad that I had no intent of racing it.
Yeah.
Because I want to feel good. And thought maybe at one point, like, ooh, the competitive spirit might come out and, you know, I want to, you know, go faster. But no, that's past.
Well, and the whole point of Rob is to kind of help you pace you, right? Like, he knows that you're trying. Like, will you guys have that the conversation like, hey, this is what I want to do? So he kind of helps pace you so that you don't go out too strong.
Yeah, we did an episode on the Endurance for Everyone podcast that you could listen to find out more. But yeah, I
already
mean,
then.
No, I'm just saying. I'm trying to give a little plug. And,
we're off of that. Off of that.
You know. Yeah, we've already talked about it a little bit. He knows what the goal is, okay. And he'll probably let me kind of lead in terms of pace. I'm going to assume because if not, he's way faster.
Right.
So.
Right. No, obviously you're gonna. But like, if all of us, because sometimes you know when I was doing my training. For my big race, right?
Don't belittle it. That was a big deal.
You know, Andy's like, just be careful. Don't go out too fast, right? So that's like, that was my question. Like, is Rob going to help reel you back so that you don't go out too fast? Or do you think he'll just let you make your own mistakes?
Probably column A and column B. I mean, he's not going to really know what's too hard, okay. You know, or too fast, right?
Okay.
He's not really going to know that necessarily.
Okay.
Because on any given day, that could feel good to me.
Right.
I'll keep slower.
Yeah.
I don't believe that I'm going to have that trouble. Oddly, since I really started getting more serious, I haven't had that trouble too much. Like, I didn't really go out that fast at the Illinois half or the one in Wisconsin that I did, the Badger. Like, I haven't really had that issue.
Okay.
I think I'll be able to dial it back because I don't really care who passes me. If I came in dead last, I don't care.
Right.
And I won't because it's a 7-hour cutoff. So there will be people out there who want to just beat the 7-hour cutoff.
Right.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. Like,
I'm going to be back of pack, but I won't be the very back of pack, more than likely. Again, depends on the day.
Yeah. I need to look because I would like to be. I mean, I know that it's an out.
It's a point to point.
It's a point to point. So I still would like to be able to see you guys at some point. I do need to try and do.
You should be able to.
Some little.
I'm sure that there's stuff on the Facebook page and on the website.
I need to do my research. I have not done my research yet.
Yeah, there will be a spectator's guide, and we really need to look at where to eat.
I found a place.
Oh, did you make a reservation?
No, I didn't because I didn't know if like it was just going to be us or if, because I know like Rob's in the area, but I know they're like a ways away.
Yeah, I think they're a little ways away. I mean, we can ask him, but I'm pretty sure he's a ways away.
Yeah, so I did find a place. I did find a place. Yeah. I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Oh.
But I did find a place.
All right.
So I'll make the reservation.
We'll have to get that done.
Yep.
So that's really all I had. I had no other.
Nothing.
Content. I mean, well, we're able to stretch this to over 40 minutes, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got anything else for us? I mean, there was a lot of good stuff in there.
I know.
About Bravo shows. I know. What happens if we didn't have Bravo? Like, would you make us go back to cable?
Well, that was, remember, when I first, when we went to Hulu, I said, do I get Bravo? And you had to look it up to make sure. I said, okay, I don't need my TLC, but luckily Hulu now has TLC.
So, oh, that's the one with that James told us about, the 600-pound.
The 600-pound one, yeah, which I haven't watched that. I could always put that on. That's a good background. I think there's like six seasons of that one. There's a lot of
well, remember, former guest James Latcher.
I know.
He recommends. I know. James recommends.
But now I can watch. Wasn't he the one that also did the Pimple Popper one?
Was he? I don't remember.
I know. Someone recommended him. I'm like,
I'm going to skip that.
Yeah. No, not so much. But anyways, yeah, no.
All right. We're good?
We're good.
All right. Let's wrap this thing up. You've been listening to episode 63 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. We want to thank our patrons. Amy, John, Christine, Rob, Linda, Julie, we couldn't do this without you, and thanks for your patience on our small hiatus. We're going to be back weekly for a while. You can find us on social media at Fat Man Stories. We don't do the Snapchats. That's not where we're at.
I do have a Snapchat. I don't do anything with it, though. I don't understand the purpose of
it. Why do you have Snapchat? Oh, the filters?
Because the Michaela likes looking through the filters. She likes doing the faces, and then she sends them to Lily every once in a while. And I don't even know she does it.
That's fantastic. Alrighty. But we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're not super active. We will talk about that more at some point. We are depending on you to spread the love of the show. Oh, I haven't looked at to see if we had more reviews either.
Oh, man. We probably got like 50 million reviews.
Do you know what the rest of the ramble is while I look up reviews? Or can you help us? Or?
Yeah, let's get some swag. Get some swag at Fat Man. Wait, what is it? Is it fatmanchronicles.com/shop?
Yeah, and Zazzle has the Zazzle running shirts.
Yes,
back.
The shirts are back with Zazzle, so that's nice because we do like the shirts. And then, let's see. I got nothing else. Oh, and, you know, if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review. Subscribe. We like the stars, but any new reviews are always appreciated. He's scrolling. He's scrolling, folks.
I'm going to go with, I don't know. These things don't go in order.
He's going, I don't know. He's going, I don't know.
I don't understand what's going on here.
All right. Well, we'll look for next time. We'll look for next time.
We will. We have 38 ratings and reviews.
That's awesome.
So if you've left a rating but not a review, thank you. But get back in there and leave some words.
Exactly.
We gotta read some stuff. All right. All right, let's just get this thing over with. Thank you for listening. Now get out there and be better today.